President Trump and members of Congress have stressed the importance of improving government information technology. The question is whether their proposed budgets match their enthusiasm. Forrester Research provides some new forecasts for technology spending. For highlights, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Forrester Research analyst Andrew Bartels.
The key conclusion of a report is that federal spending, federal tech spending, will continue to be under downward pressure in 2017-2018. It already had been pretty much flat under the Obama administration, with modest growth, modest decline, more or less flat. But under the Trump administration, we expect that trend to actually worsen in the sense that tech spending by the federal sector will actually be declining in both years.
And so if elected leaders are emphasizing the importance of technology investments, are they matching the amount of enthusiasm that you're hearing them talk about with the actual with appropriating the proper funds for it?
Well, I think the larger question is more around what the overall level of spending for federal agencies will be. We do see, I think, a tendency for federal spending, or in fact for any kind of tech spending, to be relatively fixed, a relative constant percentages of overall revenues or overall outlays, but with government agency spending likely to decline, especially in civilian agencies, then that's going to cause the overall spending in technology to also decline, even if the overall ratio of tech spending to revenue stays constant.
And so what are some of the consequences that we could see if federal tech spending does decline, as you all have predicted?
One aspect of that impact will be internally. For CIOs, for federal IT departments, they're looking at the likelihood of having to cut spending in order to live within tighter budgets. From a citizen perspective, it's likely to probably be no visible change because I think that what federal agencies will try and do is concentrate their spending on aspects of technology that impact the public and look for ways of cutting back on spending that's in the back office that's not so apparent to the public.
So less people actually working, but maybe an increase in the amount of tools that they can use to fulfill their mission?
Not so much specific to technology, but more in areas of spending. So, for example, looking at investments that might traditionally have been made in improving internal operations, that may get a backseat. What will continue to be spent is on projects that help in customer engagement, citizen engagement, the types of government services that citizens see. So they'll be looking at ways of cutting, for example, telecom spending, looking at ways of cutting maintenance on existing spending, but at the same time trying to at least make sure that they're meeting the needs to serve citizens effectively.
So maybe a greater desire of getting a more bang for your buck.
Different kind of bang. Again, focus on the front office experience and less and looking for ways in economizing in the back office.
We're speaking with Andrew Bartels. He's a research analyst for Forrester Research. So let's talk about cloud. What are we going to see in way of trends of federal agencies using more of the cloud, or do you see it just kind of staying flat?
I think that what's happening in the federal agency use of cloud is a transition. A lot of the initial federal activities around cloud, and by the way, the federal government has been very active in adopting cloud, has taken the form of what's called private cloud. That's to say, utilizing cloud deployments that still retain degrees of control and ownership by the federal government. We're seeing that start to fade away as federal agencies get comfortable with the security, with the performance of cloud, and are looking at the better economies, better prices, better economics of utilizing public cloud resources such as Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure, and in effect shifting from that private cloud deployments over to more public cloud, cheaper public cloud resources instead.
What agencies are adopting the use of public clouds more?
It's pretty broad-based across a lot of federal agencies. We're tending to see it perhaps focus more on some of the knowledge-based agencies, like National Archives, for example, has been a leader in that. We're seeing a lot of activities coming from NOAA, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NIH, some of those agencies that are more data-intensive, information-intensive, seem to be the ones adopting it. You do, though, also have activities going on among the defense agencies and among some of the HHS, for example, some of the security agencies. But they still tend to prefer the private cloud.
The private sector has a little bit more room to maneuver with their budgets. But how big is the difference between how much the government invests in new technology compared to the private sector?
Well, the percentage of tech budgets devoted to new projects, as we call them, tend to be fairly similar.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to run around 25% to 30% of overall budgets in any given year. But one of the areas that any entity that's facing budgetary pressure will look to meet that budgetary pressure is by cutting back on new projects. And so we could well see federal agencies shifting that percent of new project spending down from, say, maybe 30% to maybe 25% or even 20% as they look for ways of economizing under this budget pressure they're going to be facing.
And will the private sector be able to step in and sort of fill the void that's left there if agencies do have to take more of a backseat to that aspect?
Well, when you say private sector step in, obviously government work is government work.
Mm-hmm.
It can be outsourced, and that's one way of lowering your cost, but it still is government work. The degree to which this administration may privatize activities and move things that have been public into the private sector, such as utilization of private prisons instead of federal prisons, you may see some of that happen. But I think still the reality is that public sector is public sector, and only that kind of outsourcing is going to shift where the work gets done.
With declining budgetary support, what should a federal CIO under this administration do to ensure that his agency is secured, but also make sure that they're not going over budget?
I think that any federal CIO is going to be trying to balance two conflicting demands. One, certainly they're going to be looking at everything they do in the back office sense to see where can they cut there in ways that's not going to be visible or impact their mission. But at the same time, they also want to preserve new project spend as well as existing spending that supports both their core mission as well as particularly their engagement with citizens. So it's that juggling act of where can we cut in the ways that won't be visible to our citizens, won't jeopardize our core mission, but at the same time, making sure we have enough new spending to support that mission and to especially meet customer requirements, customer support.
Andrew Bartels is a research analyst with Forrester Research. Any other parts of the report that we didn't touch on that you found your team found interesting?
Well, I think that one of the key larger issues that really is in this report is, in fact, what is going to be the federal government role going forward. I think under this administration, it's very clear that we're seeing executives who want to shrink the federal government. And when they shrink the federal government overall, that also means they're going to shrink federal government spending. And that doesn't seem to be a situation that's going to change in the near term.
And see, that's what I was kind of hinting towards earlier. If we see agencies not doing as much in the tech field, will we see a decline in entrepreneurship or forward progress in the tech field, or will there be enough private sector investment to kind of cover for them?
The private sector overall is looking at much healthier than the public sector. And this applies not just to federal public sector, but also state and local federal sector will do better than federal, but not that well. But if the federal government spending is expected to decline, in contrast, we expect private sector, which is about 80% of the U.S. tech market, to actually grow by about 4% or 5%. So in that sense, yes, there'll be stronger growth in the private sector from a tech spending perspective that will offset at least some of the weakness in the federal government sector and more broadly in the overall U.S. sector.